Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Walang imposible hanggat kaya niyong lumaban, hanggat may naniniwala sa inyo, lumaban kayo, kahit na yung kalaban niyo is magaling or undefeated.
Hi, I'm Siege Tantenko Malolos, and in today's episode of Go Hard Girls, we've got an extra special story for you. We're now in our fifth year of telling the stories of Filipina athletes. The biggest change we can make? It's sharing our platform to help others tell women's stories too. With the support of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation International Development and the Women in News and Sports Initiative, we're giving 10 Go Hard Girls grants this year to deserving storytellers. You'll be hearing our grantees as guest correspondents, creating their own Go Hard Girls stories featuring an underrated Filipina athlete. Meet our first grantee.
Hi, I'm Melissa Newsome, a former Ateneo Lady Eagle women's basketball player and a current master's student at the Ateneo de Manila University. I had the honor of being a UAAP analyst for season 86, and this is my first time doing a podcast.
So you pitched Tantoy when you were at the Go Hard Girls workshop last year. You were so passionate about your story. Why did you feel so strongly about Tantoy?
I picked Tantoy because she was a player I got to play against in my final years in Ateneo when I was on the women's basketball team for Ateneo. And seeing her development over the years was just astonishing to me. And it reminded me that if you put in the hard work, how much you can grow, and all the adversity she faced, she didn't stop. She kept going and it seemed like it made her stronger. So that's why I was really passionate, because to me, Tantoy is what not only a women's basketball player, but what a Go Hard Girl is.
All right, Melissa, tell us her story.
2023 was monumental for UAAP women's basketball.
With 2 seconds for the championship, 17 years without a title, USD completes their destiny.
Tantoy Ferrer and the USD Growling Tigresses dethroned the 7-time UAAP champions and ULady Bulldogs to win UST's first championship in 17 years.
Grabe, hindi namin masabi kung ano ba yung na-feel namin nung araw na nakuha na namin yung championship, na balik namin yung corona sa Espanya. Grabe, sobrang priceless. Doon magpa-flashback yung sacrifice, mga challenges na pinagdaanan nyo through that year na makapunta and makuha yung championship na yun. Grabe.
Like with most women's basketball players in the Philippines, many sports fans don't know how good Tantoy is. In 2018, her first year in the UAAP, she won Rookie of the Year. And in 2023, her last playing year, became NBA Philippines 3x3 champion, UAAP 3x3 champion, and most recently, Mythical 5 awardee, champion, and finals MVP in the UAAP 5-on-5 tournament. This long list of achievements means even more when you understand what Tantoy had to overcome. Let's rewind back to when she first fell in love with the game of basketball.
Hi, I'm Tantoy Fer of UST Women's Basketball Team. I'm from Subic, Zambales. Lumaki ako doon, nag-start akong maglaro. Kasama yung mga pinsan ko, puro lalaki. Mas nahiling ako kasi araw-araw nakikita ko sila na nagbabasketball. Ayun, itry ko rin mag-basketball, parang ang cool. Kahit na ako yung nag-iisang babae nakikilaro sa kanila, yung mga pinsan ko, hindi nila ako inaano na babae. Patulad lang din na lalaki na naglalaro. And then yun, hanggang sa na-develop na rin yung paglalaro ko ng basketball, hanggang sa nagustuhan ko na rin, hanggang sa natuloy-tuloy na.
But while Tantoy already knew she liked basketball at 7 years old, like many other young girls in the Philippines, she couldn't picture herself pursuing the sport seriously. Not beyond a summer hobby, anyway.
Hindi ko pa nakita yung sarili ko na parang ipipursue yung basketball kasi sa babae, hindi pa ganun ka-popular sa akin or sa province namin yung women's basketball. Wala pang nakaka-ano sa amin na naglalaro na babae. Nakikita ko lang nung dati parang gusto kong i-pursue kasi si papa ko, seafarer siya. Ay, ang cool naman. Nakukulan ako na nakasuot siya ng ganun. Sumasakay sa barko, parang yun din yung...
As Tantoy fell more and more in love with basketball, it lit a fire in her. When her parents asked her to slow down, she realized how much it meant to her. That basketball was worth fighting for.
Kasi yung mama at papa ko, strict sila. Ay, wag na muna yung basketball. Unahin mo yung pag-aaral mo. Ako yung klase ng anak na matigas yung ulo. Like, hindi gagawin ko yung gusto ko. Dito ako masaya. Ito yung love ko. Nag-i-enjoy ako pa naglalaro ng basketball. Ito talaga yung gusto kong i-perso.
After playing for a high school team in Zimbales, Tantoy started to consider competing at the next level. Playing for a college basketball team in the capital city, Manila, seemed like the perfect opportunity. She could play the sport she loved and also honor her parents' request to study and get a good education. But what you might not know is, before deciding on UST, Tantoy almost played for the school that would become one of the Growling Tigress' most challenging competitors.
Kasi ang unang nag-recruit sa akin, yung NU.
Yup, that NU. And at the time, NU was already on their fourth consecutive UAAP title with a winning streak of 64 straight games.
Sinali nila ako sa FIBA Under 18. Nagti-training ako doon. Siyempre, galing akong province, hindi ko kilala yung mga tao. And then, nabalitaan ko yung isang best friend ko na nire-recruit ng UST sila, Coach Heidi, na pumunta ng Zambales, pinuntahan sila.
That's Coach Heidi Ong, former coach of the Philippines Women's National Team in 2008, then known as Perlas Filipinas, and head coach of the UST Women's Basketball Team since 2016.
And then, sinabi niya kay kila Coach Heidi na, Coach, may isang player po sa Zambales na ganito, best friend ko, si Tantoy. And then yun, kinontak na ako ni Coach Heidi. Gusto mo puntahan ka namin. Tapos ang nakakatuwa dun, ang sinama niyang player para ma-recruit ako, yung magandang player, which is si Ate Carla. Siya yung sinama na para, siguro sabi ni Coach na, ay, ma-impress ako, ay, maganda mo ng mga player sa UST para doon ako mapunta. So, yun yung strategy nila, Coach, yun. Nung nakausap na nila, Coach, yung parents ko, sinabi naman yung intention nila, pag-aaralin ako ng libre, scholarship, maglalaro ang basketball, mga benefits sa UST. So, yun, doon nag-start na yung recruitment papuntang province to city na naglalaro ako rito sa Manila.
Living in Manila, playing the game she loved, it was a dream come true. But once she got there, Tantoy realized that new experiences come with new challenges too.
Ang hirap sa akin kasi ano ako eh, mama's girl ako eh. Nung nag-move in na ako rito sa Manila, sa athletes dorm, every night umiiyak ako kasi namimiss ko na yung magulang ko, namimiss ko na yung buhay ko sa province. Ang hirap dito sa city kasi iba't ibang personality, iba't ibang tao yung makakasalamuha mo. Siyempre, hindi ko alam kung sino ba yung pagkakatiwalaan ko, sino ba yung magiging kasama ko sa journey ko na to. And then yun, na-meet ko si Taki Takatak na taga-province din.
That's Taki Takatak, UST's sharpshooter from three range. She's a key guard who complements Tantoy's inside game well.
Siya yung talagang naging body ko talaga since day one hanggang ngayon. Kaming dalawa talaga.
In 2018, Tantoy hit the ground running, playing in her first season for UST.
Ang trabaho ko sa team, kumuha ng rebound. Yun lang talaga yung mindset ko. Ay, kailangan kukunin yung offensive and defensively rebound. Kailangan bigyan ko ng magandang screen yung mga shooter, yung mga point guard, para maka-atake sila. And then, pag nag-miss, kukuha ko ng rebound. Kukunin ko yung rebound. Yun yung mindset ko nung rookie year ko.
Her hard work, dedication, and skills won her the Rookie of the Year Award in UAAP Season 81. Tantoy's dominance on the boards provided UST a much-needed spark, but they found themselves just short of a finals appearance. Despite winning such an impressive accolade early in her career, Tantoy was not content and was determined to become even better.
Masaya kasi ako kasi sa akin, wala ako kasing pakialam sa mga award na yun. Sa akin, maglalaro ako, ibibigay ko yung 100% ko kay coach sa mga teammates ko. yun yung mindset ko, maglalaro lang ako, ipapakita ko yung talent na meron ako. And then yung award, parang sa akin, bonus na lang yun kung ano yung hard work and sacrifices ko na tinutuod dun sa pagbabasketball. Parang yun yung naging stepping stone ko, yung sinasabi ko sa sarili ko na, ay, may kaya pa pala akong, baka may kaya pa akong i-achieve. Everyday nagtatrabaho ko, everyday work hard, sacrifice, basketball, aral, dorm. Then, next day, basketball, aral, dorm. Yun lang ginagawa ko, extra-extra kung may extra time ako after ng school. Mag-extra kami ni Taki kasi nga, classmate ko siya. So, pupunta pa kami ng gym, 7 p.m. hanggang siguro 8:30 kami doon kami mag-extra. So, yun na rin yung siguro naging daily routine ko. Kaya, naging ganito na rin ako, ka-hungry ako na parang gusto ko pang may ma-achieve or gusto pa ako may potonize sa sarili ko na alam ko naman kaya kong trabahuhin at ma-achieve.
In the next few years, Tantoy went from the shy kid from Subic Zambales to a dominant leader on the court.
Nawawala na rin yung mga senior namin, mga ate namin na gumagraduate na. So kami na ngayon naiiwan na mag-lead sa mga teammates ko hanggang sa ngayong season 86 kami na nag-lead sa mga bata na rookie year ngayon. Yun na rin yung naging way ko, kaya mas vocal, lumabas sa comfort zone ko na mahiyain.
Settling into her new role, Tantoy was ready to lead her squad into the 2019 season. The Growling Tigresses were predicted to be top contenders. Coach Heidi had been molding her program for years, and with new additions to the team, it seemed like all the pieces began to fall into place. Then suddenly, the unthinkable happened.
UAP board released a statement yesterday announcing the postponement of season 82 events starting February 15.
All training stopped. Basketball was gone. Just like that. 2 years later, it was announced that the UAP would resume in March of 2022. Select sports were chosen to take place in the form of a bubble setup. For 5-on-5 basketball, only the men's tournament was activated. Whereas for women, the sport activated was volleyball. With women's 5-on-5 basketball being excluded, women's players like Tantoy had their sights set on the UAAP 3x3 tournament. Fast-paced and physical, 3x3 is played in a half-court set involving more frequent games in a shorter time period. This requires a different level of both conditioning and strategy.
Yung season 84 na yun, yung ramdam namin sa sarili namin na kasi pandemic, and then dumaan sa pandemic din, transition to balik na sa dorm, maglalaro na ulit, may liga na ulit, may sasalihan na ulit kaming 3x3, parang kami yung condition ba? Kasi during pandemic, everyday talaga 5 a.m. gigising kami para mag-dribbling. Kailangan namin mag-adjust kasi may online ano kami. So kailangan mas maaga kami para makapag-workout kami. And then sa gabi, ganun pa rin. Turo sila coach about basketball yun. Alam namin condition kami.
Heading into the 3x3 tournament, confident and conditioned, UST quickly secured a spot in the semifinals where they would face the UP Fighting Maroons. What seemed like a dream run for the squad suddenly turned into the team's worst nightmare.
Nakalaban namin yung UP sa knockout game. Na-feel ko na pag-land ko ng leg ko, parang may something na nag-pop. Doon ko na feel na may something na nangyari sa leg ko na, ay, may mali talaga. Hindi normal sa, compare sa right leg ko na good leg. So doon nag-start na, nagda-doubt na ako sa sarili ko na, kinakausap ko yung teammates ko na, hindi ko na kaya makapag-perform. Kayo na lang muna sa bench na lang muna ako. Papakiramdaman ko yung tuhod ko kung kaya pa ba. Tinatry kong ilakad-lakad, ginajump ko. So kaya pa kasi nga, may adrenaline pa after ng injury. So sige, ako muna yung nagli-lead sa inyo. After that naman, nanalo naman kami against UP and then bumalik kami sa dugout.
Even before the PT or physical therapist got to her, Tantoy knew it was her knee.
Kine-check yung tuhod ko kung may something bang nangyari. Pero feel ko talaga, syempre tuhod ko, feel ko talaga na may something talagang may mali sa tuhod ko na hindi normal. Parang namamaga na siya, mas namamaga.
The 21-11 victory against UP advanced the squad to the finals to face the undefeated 3-time UAAP 3x3 champions, the NU Lady Bulldogs.
Yun, pressure pa rin sa amin kasi undefeated sila. yun yun sana yung araw na alam namin kaya namin talunin yung inyo kasi nga kami mas kondisyon eh.
Tantoy was hurting, but also she knew what was at stake. Better judgment and her drive to win were at odds within her own mind.
Minamanipulate ko pa yung sarili ko na hindi, kaya mo maglaro. Sinasabi ko yung tuwad ko, kaya mo maglaro. Hindi pwedeng hindi ka maglalaro kasi apat lang yung 3x3. So pag nawala yung isa, tatlo na lang yung maglalaro. So walang saban sila. So sabi ko sa sarili ko na hindi pwede yung gantong setup. So tinatry ko pa rin makabalik, tinatry ko pa rin makapag-contribute sa kanila. Matulungan yung mga teammates ko. Pero to the point na one leg na lang yung nire-rebound ko, hindi na talaga okay. To the point na sila, na natatandaan ko si Clarin na huwag ka na maglaro.
That's Camille Clarin, also known as Cece of the opposing NU Lady Bulldogs.
Nakita nila yung tuhod ko talagang hindi na talaga kaya. Feel ko na wala talaga, hindi talaga namin sa ngayon makukuha to. Siyempre, parang may reason din siguro si God kung bakit nangyari sa akin yung ganun.
Despite putting up a good fight, UST ultimately fell short against the defending champs, 21-18. Tantoy's injury turned out to be the worst case possible. 2 torn ligaments, both the MCL and ACL. After surgery, rehab and recovery would take 9 to 12 months. And even then, it's not a guarantee that an athlete will be 100%.
Kapag nagka-ACL yung isang player, yun na yung end mo sa paglalaro ng basketball kasi nga, pag ACL, ay hindi mo na kaya makabalik. Wala pa akong nakikitang player na nagka-ACL injury na nakabalik sa normal na paglalaro niya.
And so, by the time the UAAP brought back the women's 5-on-5 tournament, Tantoy could not play. Forced to sit on the sidelines and watch her team compete, Tantoy now had to embrace yet another new role.
Nag-cheer lang ako. Nililid sila kahit na wala ako sa loob. Ang sakit sa feeling ko kasi ako, senior na nila ako, like dapat andun ako, nakakapag-contribute ako sa team ko, naglalaro ako kasama nila. Especially mga rookie na sophomore na dapat nakakalaro ko din, na naigaguide ko sa loob kasi nga kakasimula lang nila sa UAP. Nafe-feel bad din ako sa sarili ko. To the point na ina-ask ko yung sarili ko na bakit sa akin pa yung nangyari yung ganong injury, na imbisa na naglalaro ako doon kasama sila. Nandito ako. Nung natatandaan ko nung against Lasal nila na laban, parang yun yung knockout game eh. Doon ko na feel bad na dapat andun ako. Dapat panalo kami sa laro na to kung andun ako na naglalaro kasama sila. Pero syempre, I'm still proud of them naman kasi kahit na kulang sila, na sila-sila lang naglalaro, pinapakita nila yung best nila.
I think one thing as an athlete I know of as well that what most people don't know is when you're injured, not only does it take a toll on you physically, but mentally as well. How did your injury, would you say, affected your life outside of sports?
To the point na parang, kunyari, after ng rehab ko, babalik kami sa dorm eh. Ina-ask ko rin yung sarili ko na deserve ko ba to? Deserve ko ba yung nangyari sa akin? Na-injury ako kasi ang ginagawa ko lang naman, trying to help the team, give my best, help sila coach ma-achieve yung goal namin, which is yung mag-champion. To the point na ang bad ko kasi inask ko si God na, Lord, deserve ko ba yung nangyari sa akin na ganito? Dumating na ako sa point ng buhay ko na ganoon kasi sobrang depressed ko, anxiety, kasi sa nangyari sa akin. Basketball yun yung buhay, yun yung talaga yung nagpapaano sa akin everyday. And then, isang ano lang, wala, kinuha sa akin yung opportunity na yun.
And I know you said you prayed on it a lot, you asked God a lot. Who else would you say was there with you in your journey to help motivate you and keep pushing even when you wanted to give up?
Yung family ko first and then yung teammates ko and then yung coaches ko na grabe yung support nila sa akin everyday na pinaniniwalaan nila ako na ate, alam namin na makaka-recover ka. Everyday kine-check nila ako, everyday kinakamusta nila ako na te, kamusta ka, kamusta yung progress mo? Parang yun yung lalong nagpa-motivate sa akin na i-push pa yung sarili ko sa limit na alam ko naman na baka kaya kong mabit yung 9 to 12 months, baka kaya pang mas mapaaga para makabalik ako ng mas maaga sa court. Matulungan ko yung mga teammates ko. Sila talaga yung mas nagpa-motivate sa akin everyday. Sila lang talaga yung tinitignan ko.
What was the best advice you received during that rehab journey? Was there anyone that told you you could beat that timeline?
Meron naman, pero parang usually kasi ang sinasabi ni sa akin ni PT Hana, siya yung may handle sa akin yung PT namin. Bibihira nga lang daw yung makakabit ng 7 months, makaka-recover ka na makakabalik ka na sa basketball. Bibihira unless mag-work hard ka talaga, unless na gagawin mo ng tama yung pinapagawa sa yun ng PT and yung SNC.
That's the strength and conditioning coach.
Every day, twice a day ako, siguro may time lang magre-rest day ako kapag hindi na kaya nung left leg ko. Rest ako one day and then balik na naman ako sa routine ko twice a day. Mas lalong mas napaaga yung recovery ko sa injury ko.
Rehab is difficult and frustrating, even painful at times. But little by little, Tantoy got stronger.
Lumalakas yung leg ko parang compare sa na hindi ako na-injury sa nagre-rehab ako. Nafe-feel ko na mas lumalakas talaga yung katawan ko kasi nga mas nagpo-focus ako sa rehab, sa pagpapalakas ng tuhod, yung pag-improve ng position ko. Mas na-feel ko na mas nakukondisyon talaga siya na alam ko pag nakabalik ako sa court, mas makakapaglaro ako ng maayos and makakapag-contribute ako sa kanila.
Tantoy defied the odds, beating the normal timeline and completing her recovery in just 7 months. She went back to training, and just 11 months after her injury, Tantoy would be back on the court for the UAAP Season 85 3x3 tournament in 2023.
Yun yung unang laro ko na sasalihan na official pagkatapos ng injury ko rin sa at the same time 3x3 din.
UST went all the way to the finals. Same tournament, same opponent, UST versus NU, the rematch Tantoy wanted. And when the final buzzer rang with UST up 18 points against NU's 11, Tantoy burst into tears.
Nung nanalo kami against NU, grabe sobrang iyak ko kasi na-feel ko na dapat last season pa lang, ito na dapat yung feeling namin na dapat makukuha namin. Pero syempre, in God reason din naman kung bakit nangyari. Yung pala, may mas maganda pa pala siyang plano para sa amin na the next season na ibibigay niya sa amin yung championship. Kaya ko pala kahit na galing ako ACL injury na kaya ko pa palang makabalik, kaya ko pa palang makipag-compete na kaya ko talagang ibalik yung dati kong laro.
Tantoy and the UST Growling Tigresses had already broken the winning streak of NU in the 3x3 division. But the dream wasn't done yet. Not while the NU Lady Bulldogs still reigned in the 5-on-5 tournament. This was just the beginning of Tantoy's comeback story. The following UAAP season, 86, was a game changer for women's basketball in the Philippines. October 2023 would be the first time the women's division received TV coverage for all the games, not just the finals. And if you've been listening to Go Hard Girls, you already know this is a huge step forward for the exposure of women's basketball.
Ang laking opportunity para sa mga bata, siyempre aspiring young athletes, especially sa amin din na papunta ng next level ng basketball. Ang laking opportunity kasi nga, ang advantage dun, siyempre nakikita rin nila kaming maglaro. Nakita nila yung babae maglaro. Ay, ganda na pala maglaro ngayon yung mga babae. Ibang level na. Ang laking opportunity din sa amin, siyempre to the point na pag may mga yun nga, nai-scout-scout ng mga ibang taga other country, yun nga, ibang team. Especially si Oson, di ba, nasa NBL na, si Jack Animam, nag-i-import na.
She's talking about Jasmine Hosan, my former teammate at Ateneo, and Jack Animam, formerly of NU. Both Filipino ballers are currently playing in Australia's National Basketball League.
Siguro isang way din yun kung bakit may mga ilang Filipina ballers na naglalaro sa ibang bansa kasi nga nakikita nila kung paano maglaro yung mga Pinay ballers dito sa Pilipinas dahil sa TV coverage and social media, of course.
In what was a historic UAAP season, these athletes were quick to prove the TV coverage was long overdue. Many teams showed out this season, including the UP Fighting Maroons, who managed to spoil NU's chance at a tournament sweep. However, only two teams would go head-to-head to battle for the crown. After defeating the UP Fighting Maroons to advance to the finals, Tantoy and the UST Growling Tigresses were ready to face the 7-time UAAP champions NU Lady Bulldogs. However, a best of three series against a seven-time champion was still a mountain to climb.
For both of these teams, Pastrana, Ferrer, no go, and that'll do it. UST takes game number one here.
UST stunned many, taking game one, 76-72. This win would move them only one win away from ending a 17-year drought. However, adversity came knocking on the door yet again for Tantoy.
Nung game to talaga nun, di ako sure kung kaya ba namin manalo. May sakit na ako nun eh. Naglaro ako ng game 2 na may high fever ako talagang. Pinilit ko lang yung sarili ko na maglaro to the point na doble-doble yung jacket ko pag nakaupo ako sa bench. Puro ice yung katawan ko, yung ulo ko para lang ma-cool down yung init, mapalitan ng lamig. Ang hirap rin sa akin kasi parang ito na yung momentum namin na para sana mag-champion ng game 2 pero syempre, in God reason naman palagi, parang hindi niya muna binigay sa amin yun para paabutin kami sa game 3 para magkaroon ng excitement yung laro against NU.
Ferrer step back for the win! And Sorada gets a rebound! And the Lady Bulldogs forces a game 3!
It was a close game, but NU evened the series by winning 72-70. UST now had to prepare for what was possibly the biggest game of their UAAP careers, with one of their key players still under the weather.
Natatandaan ko kasi nun, sinabi ko Coach ID na, Coach, hindi ako makasabay sa papuntang UST kasi nga, hindi na maganda yung pakiramdam ko. Yung sabi ni Coach ID na, PT, baka pwede mong idala si Tantoy sa ER kasi hindi na maganda yung pakiramdam. Sabi ko na, Coach, nilalagnat na ako, parang magpa-pass out na ako talaga. Yung siguro, sobrang dehydrated ko na rin, training ng training, araw-araw. Pero ayoko magpapunta sa ER kasi matakot din ako sa hospital. Ito na naman, hospital naman, baka kung ano na naman maisip ko. So sabi ko kay Coach, Coach, pwede po bang sa dorm na lang ako?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The coaches allowed it, and the team doctor hooked Tantoy up to an IV, or intravenous drip. Basically, the fluids and nutrients she needed would go straight into her veins.
Kinausap ako ni Coach ID na, Toy, kailangan ka namin ng game 3. Kailangan ko yung presensya mo dun. Magpagaling ka. Mag-rest ka muna bukas para mabalik mo yung lakas mo. And then yun, lalong, syempre, mas lalo sa akin nagmamotivate itong personally akong kinausap ni Coach JD kasi iba yung feeling kapag si Coach JD ni nagsasalita sa akin. Kaya yun, sige Coach, sabi ko, rest muna ako para makarecover din yung katawan ko. Pagpasok ng game 3, mabalik ko yung laro ko.
December 6, 2023. The stage was set. All eyes were on the highly anticipated UAAP Women's Basketball Game 3 Finals.
Ay, grabe. Sa crowd pa lang, first time ko nakita na ganun kadami nanonood sa amin. At the same time, TV coverage kami parang. Noong tatandaan ko kasi pumasok kami sa finals, ang mga nanonood lang sa women's basketball, usually mga friends, relatives, family. Bumabiyahe papuntang Manila, mapanood lang kami. Nung game 3, ang daming nanonood yung mga supporters ng NU. At the same time, UST community, grabe yung support sa amin. Na, doon namin na-feel na hindi lang pala UST players yung naglalaro rito. Kasama rin pala namin yung UST community. Doon kami mas lalong ginanahan. Kahit na parang na-feel ko may sakit pa ako, mas lalo akong namamotivate kasi nakikita ko ang daming nanonood sa amin. Kaka-proud kasi pinapanood na nila yung women's basketball.
But three quarters in, things were not looking good for the Growling Tigresses. UST was down by as much as 15 points when Tantoy found herself on the bench due to foul trouble.
Siguro sa sobrang aggressive player ko, ganun ako maglaro to the point na hindi ko naman intentionally ma-foul yung kalaban. Kailangan refresh ko yung sarili ko na, ay, kailangan ako sa loob. Hindi pwedeng ma-foul out ako rito na sila lang yung maglaro. Wala ako, walang mag-lead, isa pang mag-lead sa kanila. Yung sinabi ko ni coach, parang, sige, diyan ka muna sa bench, mag-isip-isip ka muna, parang mag-lilo ka muna. Hindi pwedeng foul ng foul yun. Ando din kasama ko sa bench si Taip. Nakikita namin yung mga teammates namin, especially yung rookie at sophomore, ang daling bumigay. Parang, ay, ito, talo na tayo. Sinabi namin, wait lang, kailangan tanggalin nyo yung negative na yan. Parang, ang way namin ni Takay kasi parang may favorite song kami. Yun yung way namin para ma-motivate kami, refresh ulit yung pag-iisip namin, walang mga negatives. Tatandaan ko yung kinakanta namin na favorite song namin yung Heaven Knows. Cause this angel has gone away from me, leaving me in drunken misery. Now this angel has gone away. Nakatingin yung mga teammates namin sa amin tsaka yung mga coach. Ang ginagawa nitong dalawa nito, down by 50 na tayo, ilang minutes lang yung natitira, bakit ganyan pa rin yung reaction nyo? Hindi nila alam, yun yung way namin na matanggal yung negative pressure sa amin, makapaglaro ulit ng maayos. Doon nag-start talaga na nakahabol kami. Binalik na ako ni coach pag-set up ng point guard namin ni Bridget Santos. Uy, grabe, pumapasok yung tira ko parang nung mga naunang first half, hindi naman ganito. Doon na nag-start yung 15 points na hinabol namin yung NU, grabe. Doon nag-start talaga yung run namin against NU.
5 straight points now for the comeback kid. And don't look now, it is a one possession ball game. Tantoy bottles! Berberame picking Villasin one-on-one for the lead. Pastrana with the steal. Joniso to Villasin for the lead. Bion to Kayabyab. Christine with 2 seconds for the championship. 17 years without a title. USD completes their destiny.
This is USC's first title in 17 years, so since 2006. How does it feel to bring that crown back to España?
Emotional kami ng mga teammates ko, sobrang iyak kasi ganito pala yung feeling na mag-champion. Grabe. Since day one, grabe yung hirap na pinagdaanan namin para lang makuha yung championship.
But even after dethroning the 7-time champions, Tantoy says UST can't get complacent. If they want to build a dynasty of their own, they need to hold on to how hungry they were before the championship.
Every day, kailangan work hard pa rin. Dapat humble pa rin na hindi porque nag-champion kayo, nasa taas na kayo palagi. Kailangan tatrabahuhin nyo pa rin araw-araw kasi hindi madali ang pagiging champion kasi marami naglo-look up sa amin ng mga teams na try na, syempre, magkukumpit yan, agawin sa amin yung championship. Ilalaban lang namin yun. Kaya sasabi ko sa mga teammates ko na, especially ako, last playing year ko na, magtulungan kayo kasi wala na ako sa loob. Kayo-kayo na lang nandyan. Ang magagawa ko na lang, i-cheer ko na lang kayo at masasabihan na ng mga ideas. Siyempre, experience din, ma-share ko sa inyo. Pero yung kailangan, maglaro kayo sa loob na kayo-kayo na lang.
Number 10, and forward, Reynalyn Tantoy Ferrer, our Finals MVP.
Tantoy was named Finals MVP, averaging 15.7 points, 11.3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1.3 steals in the final series. An incredible output, all in just 1 year after her ACL injury.
Hindi ko iniisip na makukuha ko yung award na yun. Ang sa akin lang makapag-contribute ako sa team ko. Makuha ko lahat ng rebound. Yun yung pinaka magaling ako sa pagkuha ng rebound. Hindi ko naman iniisip na may bibigay pala sa akin yung award na yun. ito pala yung better plan na ibibigay sa akin ni God. Kaya pala nangyari sa akin kasi may mas maganda siyang ibibigay sa akin na talagang mas magiging yung confidence ko na may ma-achieve pa pala akong na mas maganda.
It's beautifully said. Oh my gosh. Almost had me tear up. And what does this championship win mean for women's basketball? Not only UAAP, just women's basketball in the Philippines.
Kasi undefeated sila. Parang kami yung nag-challenge sa kanila. Walang imposible hanggat kaya nyong lumaban kasi we're down by 15 points. Ang alam lahat ng nanonood doon, ay, NU na naman magcha-champion. Hindi na makakabalik yung UST. Walang imposible hanggat kaya nyong lumaban, hanggat may naniniwala sa inyo, lumaban kayo. Kahit na yung kalaban nyo is magaling or undefeated.
As Tantoy bids farewell to her collegiate career, she leaves this message to young athletes.
Sa mga aspiring young athletes dyan, huwag lang kayong mawalan ng pag-asa. Like, kung siguro may nagda-doubt man sa kakayanan nyo, i-prove nyo pa rin sa kanila na kaya nyong gawin at kaya nyong ma-achieve yung gusto nyo ma-achieve. Basta paghihirapan nyo lang araw-araw. Siyempre, kung gusto nyo naman makuha yung isang bagay, hindi lang pwedeng sabihin yung gusto nyo kunin yun. Kailangan may sacrifices, kasama yan kung gusto nyo ma-achieve or makalaro sa higher level. Sa mga provinces, maraming aspiring young athletes dyan na gustong sumubok sa Manila na makapaglaro kasi nga napapanood nila sa TV coverage. Naniniwala sila na kaya nilang makarating din dito. Siguro, pagsiporsigihin nyo lang talagang huwag kayong mag-give up sa pangarap nyo. Tuloy lang.
There's this one question we like to ask all the guests. What does it mean to be a go-hard girl to you?
A go-hard girl is someone na hindi natatakot ipakita kung anong meron ka, especially sa mga taong nag-doubt sa'yo na hindi mo kayang gawin kasi babae ka lang.
You just heard the story of Tantoy Ferrer, presented by Go Hard Girls guest correspondent Melissa Newsom. Let's check in with Melissa.
And having done that interview now, what surprised you the most about it?
What surprised me the most is, again, how much Tantoy opened up and how much she was willing to share her story. And I think that just goes to show that there's a lot of underrated athletes out there who have amazing stories and they just need the platform to share it.
And what was your favorite part of the interview?
My favorite part of the interview was possibly Tantoy singing. Because she is shy, I did not expect her to share a song number for us. And also just explaining to us all the behind the scenes. Because as outsiders, we only see what happens on the court during the game. So hearing all her stories from her teammates and the journey she went through was one of my favorite parts of the podcast.
Yeah. And so last question, you asked this to Tantoy earlier. I'm going to ask it to you. What is a go-hard girl to you?
A go-hard girl to me is, as girls, we naturally have a lot of barriers set up for us. So for me, being a go-hard girl means just keep pushing forward despite what is thrown at you and proving to the world that we're really capable of anything if we put our minds to it.
This episode was written by Melissa Newsom and produced by me, Siege Tantenko Malolos and Macy Hoven, and edited by Joe Salcedo. Thank you to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation International Development and the WINS Initiative for their support of the Go Hard Girls grants. Go Hard Girls is a Puma Podcast production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.